Don't panic. For the next hour, let Steve and Paul talk you down from that ledge, right here on RFI. They're the host who won't cop out when there's panic all about.
She started talking shit, wouldn't you know? Reached back like a pimp and I slapped the hoe. Her father jumped out and he started to shout. So I threw a right cross and knocked his old ass out.
It's disgusting.
Welcome to the Don't Panic Radio Show. My name is Steve Vincent. Sitting right over there is Paul Schultz.
Hey, how you doing?
And nothing you're about to hear is true.
That's right.
Oh, man, what a week. What a week. News on the national scene. News on the hyper-local scene. This working shit is for the fucking birds, man.
Yeah, how's that working out for you?
Not good. I fucking was loving sleeping in a little bit. Staying up late. Drinking every night.
Messaging your co-host like that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, right? Like, it no matter what time of day.
I am on Facebook, like, just compacted over these past couple of weeks. It's like, what we did in, like, 3 years, we did, like, in 3 months. This
yeah. Yeah, I was just, you know.
That's what's called unemployment.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I was starting to surf channels looking for one of those Lincoln Tech ads. I was ready to go to work on some diesel rigs.
Go back. Go to what's it? Phoenix University. That's the big one.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. What about Lincoln Tech? Is that not here anymore?
I'd have to Google it. I seriously doubt it.
What about the Evelyn Woodhead speed reading course?
The Evelyn Woodhead speed reading.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. There is one good thing about it, about this new job. Hmm. It's in Bloomington, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And this here beer that I'm drinking, called Upland Brewing Company, Upland Brewing Company, Dragonfly IPA. I really like this beer.
Cool.
And I've been drinking it for a while. It's in all the liquor stores, and
I saw it today, actually, when I was buying my beer for the show. I was like, I saw it sitting up on the shelf and contemplated one of the, what company is it?
Upland.
They got two or three different, in the store I was at.
Yeah.
They have two or three different ones up on the shelf, and I contemplated, but then I'm like, $1.50 for an oil can of Foster's. Yeah, they win.
And there's a tap room close to where I used to live. Mm. So I used to go there and get growler fills and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the brewery itself is in Bloomington, Indiana. Mm-hmm. I never knew where or anything.
Oh, I know you'll find out.
Well, my first day on the job, I made a wrong turn somewhere. So I kind of came at where I was supposed to be, kind of from the opposite side.
Mm-hmm.
And as I rounded the corner about a mile and a half, 2 miles from where I'm working,
mm-hmm.
I look off to the right, and it says Upland Brewing Company. And there it was. It was like, oh.
Did you go in and fill out an application?
And he never showed up for his first day.
I can just see you going home. Well, honey, it's like this. Yeah, I'm not Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah. Constance said that I would be, you know, she's like, well, you know, you can always take Uber home on Friday nights from Bloomington.
The brewery has like an offshoot like bar. It's like there's the brewery, and there's like a offshoot of it. That's where you go when you get their beer.
Exactly.
So what you really made was a right turn. You didn't make a wrong turn.
Oh, that's right. I made a right turn. Other than that, though, the biggest complaint I've heard so far at the new job is everybody's too nice.
What did you work with a bunch of Amish people?
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, oh, no, let me lift that for you.
Come over here, Brother Stefan.
That's right. Yeah.
Said I milked your cow.
We don't have a cow.
We have a bull. Other than that, though, the job is, it's going to be good work. It's what I refer to as an opportunity-rich environment.
Cool.
A lot of smart people, a lot of fantastic people whose hearts are in the right place, and they just happen to need what I have in terms of skill set. So it'll be good.
And what you have is a particular set of skills.
I have a particular set of skills.
Have you never seen Taken?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. I have a very particular set of skills. I will find you, and I will kill you. Is that how it went? I will hunt you down.
Something like that.
So I just got this thing on LinkedIn. LinkedIn's like Facebook for work.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminded me. I'm guilty of this, and so I'm not condemning anyone in the least. But excuse me, when you get a new job or whatever, LinkedIn will like post stuff on other people's like news feed that says, "Hey, Paul got a new job. Wish him well."
Mm-hmm.
And then if you click this thing, it'll send what looks like a personal message that says, "Congratulations on the new role. Hope you're doing well."
Mm.
Just a canned statement, which you can change. You can type whatever you want there. But if all you want to do is just hit that button, it'll just send that. And I've done that before. And for the briefest of moments, I thought, "Wow, that sounds kind of personal. They'll probably know it's not a canned." I mean, they won't think it's a canned thing. It looks, you know, "Congratulations on the new role. Hope you're doing well." Well, since I took this new job and put it on LinkedIn, I've gotten about 150 messages saying, "Congratulations on the new role. Hope you're doing well."
Now you know.
Their heart's in the right place.
That's right.
But what I do know is, from now on, I will either type something or I probably won't send anything. Because that's just me.
What I love is on Facebook when it's like, "So and so has a birthday today." What do they say? Like help him celebrate.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure unless I can find a way on Facebook to send you money, I'm not gonna help you celebrate by saying, you know, "Happy birthday." You know.
Here's the part I don't like, and you and I both have birthdays coming up, so we can do some of this. I think I did this last year, where you get all these happy birthday things on Facebook, right?
Right.
And then late on the day of your birthday or early the next day, you absolutely have to put up the, "I just want to thank everyone for the birthday wishes." Mm-hmm. It's not really to thank everyone for the birthday wishes. It's to give other people who didn't notice that it was your birthday the opportunity to comment on that and say, "Happy birthday."
Right? That's right. That's like saying, that's basically you saying you couldn't even just say happy birthday. You know, it's like for the you'll get the belated birthday, you know, "Oh, I didn't even know it was your birthday.
Sorry I missed it. Hope it was a good one."
I always just, most of the time, I'll send people birthday wishes or whatever publicly, but most of the time, if I will send like private messages, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's just, you know, I think, you know, because, you know, you get like 110 Facebook messages that it's your birthday. And at first you're like, "Oh, wow, this many people are wishing me happy birthday." But then you're like, "No, wait a minute.
Cut it out.
I get those same messages too. These people are just going, oh, shit, out of guilt, I have to do this. You know, yeah. I have to put the minimum amount of effort possible." So I'll send messages to people privately with, like, something silly or whatever, you know.
Well, for me, it depends on who it is, because I got, like, 400 friends.
Well, yeah.
So
I mean,
I don't have time. I'd be sending something every day of the year, because I got friends who have birthday on every day of the year. That's
sometimes twice a day.
Sometimes three or four people have a birthday. So here's the hierarchy. Nothing, which is like a large portion, proportion of them. Then there's the, I will just go ahead and type the happy birthday.
Right.
And hit enter just to give them one more happy birthday on their wall. Then there's the private message, you know, on the next level. And then there's the dick pic, which would be closer, would be above the private message level for the females.
Okay, well, males, I'm glad you clarified, because
for the males, it's a butthole selfie.
Butthole Selfie should be the name of like a punk rock band.
It sounds like it, doesn't it? The Butthole Selfie. And then for the ultimate friend, like the kind of picture you'll get is a full-on fruit basket.
I think I've received a few fruit baskets from you.
You got to tuck just right.
That's right. It looks painful. Sometimes I will like I'll wish people have birds that I don't know. If I get the inkling that they're the kind of person that will have to respond to it, because you know they get like 500, so they got to sit like for an hour. Thanks. You know, thumbs up. You know.
Change the channel, Marge.
That's on personal note. Mm-hmm. On a not as personal note, there's a lot of shit going on this week.
Mm-hmm.
Politics, for example. So, where do you stand on these things? Where do you fall on the Hillary versus Bernie situation?
Well, honestly, I lean more towards Bernie Sanders than I do Hillary.
Commie.
Well, yeah, I have been called that. And it doesn't bother me because Jesus was a communist.
Well, that's true.
Did I ever tell you about that? I told my mom one time Jesus was a communist. She lost her mind. like, oh, wait, I'm sorry. I forgot. You grew up in that generation where you thought they were like the devil. Sorry. I meant.
Oh, yeah.
So calm down. Let's everybody just calm down. It turned into like Reservoir Dogs. It's like, put the guns down.
She started pouring gasoline on you.
It cut my ear off.
Whistling that song.
Part of the reason why I lean more towards Bernie than Hillary is for the same reason why, you know, I voted for our current president was the first time around, was because it was like, all right, they're saying all this shit, let them do it. Let's see if they can do it, because we know they can't do it because the system is so fucked up. But you know what? We're going to give them the chance to do it. Whatever their radical ideas are, whatever, everything's going to get smacked down. But then they can't say, you don't let us try.
Yeah.
You know, that's really it in a nutshell.
I like Bernie because he's honest. He believes every word he's saying.
And he's consistent about what he
is. Yeah, he is. What I find interesting, though, on these exit polls and stuff in the primaries, the overwhelming majority of minorities, that's a weird thing to say.
Overwhelming minority.
The minorities are coming out for Hillary and not for Bernie. Like 80-85% of the black vote is going to Hillary. And Hispanics, Hillary. And I was trying to think why that is. And the only thing I can think of is the people that are going for Bernie Sanders are young white hipsters. And they must be racist. Damn! Oh, another interesting thing I heard. This is all related to the Super Tuesday, which has nothing to do with superheroes, I found out. That's
right. Or the Super Bowl.
Or the Super Bowl.
Or Tuesday.
Or Tuesday. It's just the words.
Right.
People were saying that they were going to go in and vote for Hillary. I mean, for Bernie. But they changed their mind because they heard how well Trump was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought, oh, you know, we got to put Hillary in because we can't have Trump. So basically they're saying, A, no way can Bernie beat Trump. And B, the only reason they're voting for Hillary is because Trump's in there doing well, which, once again, lends its that's at more evidence or more indication that if this is a Democrat conspiracy, and Trump's just, you know, the patsy,
mm-hmm.
then it certainly is working.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the debate the other night?
No, I did not, actually. I watched it, bits and pieces of it. I have not watched a debate since Obama's first go round.
Mm-hmm.
Only because I remember watching it and just thinking it's turning into a dog and pony show. And from what I watched this morning with the Republican debate, it literally has turned into a dog and pony show. It's no longer even when your front runner basically starts referring to his penis size as like a selling point for his campaign.
Well, haven't they all? They just haven't come out and said it.
Well, metaphorically.
That's basically what they're all saying.
At least be creative, metaphorically.
I think he was talking about Trump was talking about Marco Rubio's small hands.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that you know what? The last president we had in office whose penis was a major issue kind of led us down a bad path. I'm not so sure we need that again.
Wait, which president was that?
The one that got his dick sucked in the old...
Oh, yeah, yes, that's right. Okay, all right.
The other Clinton?
The other Clinton. The first husband.
The first Clinton.
Yeah. No, well, if she's the first lady, he would be what, the first man? That doesn't...
First gentleman?
First gentleman. He'd like that too much, because that's like a gentleman's club thing.
Well, dude. Oh, last time Hillary ran... And when she got beat by Obama, I was saying this, and I think a lot of people were saying it, which is Bill would like nothing more than for Hillary to be president. Because then he gets to live in the White House. He's got no responsibilities. He can fuck anything that moves. All he's got to do is keep it out of the news.
His only job is
to party.
He'd be like, he was back in college.
Oh, yeah, honey. All I'm going to do is play my saxophone and tap these asses.
That's right.
Come smell my cork.
You know, he's like, come on, baby.
Bring it. Hope they don't run out of Viagra before I get there.
That's right, because that motherfucker ain't had sex in, like, what, 12 years? How long has he been out of the White House?
Yeah. He's like, not looking good.
Come on, baby.
He's not looking good lately.
Yeah. Bill.
He's looking old and frail.
Because he is.
Because he's old and frail.
He's old and frail.
So he's going to get in the White House. And again, it'll be like that Twilight Zone. He'll get everything he ever wanted. He gets to be in the White House, gets to do whatever he wants, has no responsibilities, and he'll be too old to take advantage of it. I would imagine there'd be a transitional period where, you know, Obama and Biden are moving out, and so Hillary would show up with Bill and whoever her running mate will be. I wonder who her running mate would be.
Yeah, probably, how's that going to work?
Probably a black Jew. It's going to have to be demographically appropriate. Maybe a Hispanic, transgender.
It would be okay. It's a Hispanic transgender amputee from Canada. With relatives from Mexico.
Exactly. Well, whichever demographic she's trying to get votes from, that's what it'll be.
That's all of them, basically.
Yeah. So here's the scenario. Picture this. So she shows up, and of course, Bill, she can't leave Bill alone at home, so she brings him along for the transition, and she's like, okay, Barack, let's you and I... get down to business, get started on this transition. Bill, hey, Joe, can you, maybe you and Bill could just go play while me and Barack, show him your Trans Am. He'd be like, all right, come on, Bill. All right, I've been wanting to see that. He's like, son. He'll be like, sun's out, guns out. Big shirt off.
That'll be like that Ferris Bueller's Day Off moment where the two guys are coming over the hill in the car, like,
yeah. And Joe Biden's Trans Am.
We got the T-top, you know.
He'll be like, dude, man, you're going to be pulling more tail than a special needs class at a petting zoo.
Clinton's got the Smokey and the Bandit hat on, you know.
Oh, man. And Bill's going to be saying, and you can come over whenever you want. You don't have to stay away. Come on over. We can play. Bill, play date.
Bill and Biden's excellent adventure.
Oh, they'll have a good time. That's what we have to look forward to.
But now, honestly, I would take that in a second. If the alternative was Donald Trump.
Donald! Just gets you to let it go. It's time to talk Trump on the Joel Perry Show. The candidate of God hypnotizes with his hair to trick the whores, even ill to Jay. He feeds on our ignorance. If he wins, our ratings will soar. We'll do the show from Canada.
Hey, back when we decided that we were gonna go all in on the Trump thing, I didn't even imagine that we'd still be doing it now.
I thought for sure he'd be done like 6 weeks ago.
I thought we'd maybe get two or three episodes out of it, and then we'd be like, shit, now what?
Yeah.
I couldn't be happier. I got to tell you, I could not be happier.
I'm at that peak of the roller coaster where I'm like, yay, but I don't know what's on the other side, so I'm kind of terrified at the same time.
So. Here's the thing that gets me, and it took me a while, so I kind of get it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been here for, except for just the past few weeks, and it is, why the fuck is everybody acting so surprised? Like, you got all these people going, like a lot of people go, well, Donald Trump's going to be Donald Trump, so whatever. Can you really hate the snake for being a snake? He's like, it's the people that support him. Who are these people? And, you know, I was asking that same question. It's like, who are these people? It's just, God, it must be a bunch of idiots. Oh, my God. And I'm like, have you ever seen an episode of Jaywalking? Have you ever watched a reality show? Have you ever watched, even better, have you ever watched the Kardashian show, whatever it's called?
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
That is one of the highest rated shows. People are voting with their eyeballs on that show. Mm-hmm, all right. Mm-hmm. People are turning on the TV and going, oh, Keep It Up with the Kardashians is on. Let's watch it. And by the, not a few hundred thousand, not a few million, we're talking tens of millions of people love the shit out of that show.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you're going to tell me you're surprised that Donald Trump, a reality TV star, self-proclaimed, self-made man, is getting all these votes? Really?
The self-made millionaire who was born rich. You know what it reminds me of? remember, like, when we were, like, younger and we were, like, sitting in the movies and we were watching, like The Running Man, and we're like, oh, that's hilarious, or RoboCop. Oh, that's hilarious because it'll never be true. And then, fuck, here we are. We're right smack in the middle of, like, The Running Man and RoboCop. We're in the America that the 80s parodied in the midst of their, like, cocaine-fueled frenzy to make movies. Somehow they did so much cocaine that they could predict the future. And here we are.
Dude, satire shines a light on the truth.
Mm-hmm. Minus, like, the cool, like, jumpsuits, we are every bit stuck in the middle of The Running Man. We live in that world.
Well, yeah. It sure seems that way, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. I just wish I had the cool orange jumpsuit.
In the year 2017, an innocent man accused of a crime has a choice. Hard time or prime time?
Sensational. Perfect contestant. I want him.
He must pay or play the running man.
On your mark.
I'll be back.
Go!
The highest rated TV show in history.
Because they want us to stay.
It's a game between life and death.
Can you lift?
Arnold Schwarzenegger is the running man. He's playing for a prize. The prize is his life.
How about the life?
The running man.
So I posted the picture I drew of Trump. He's supposed to be pointing, but it looks like he's picking his nose.
He's picking his nose.
Which is appropriate,
probably. I will teach you how to keep that from happening in the future.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's weird. And his hand's too small in my drawing.
So. No, I think your buddy was making a joke about the size of Trump's head.
Oh, got it. And I wrote, tonight we will record the most controversial episode yet. That's really saying something, isn't it? All right, so it's no secret. I have no love for Hillary. Mm-hmm. And I need a moment.
What?
Don't panic. It's Steve and Paul on RFI.
Okay, five reasons to vote for Trump. And when I'm not necessarily saying vote for him to be president. I'm saying vote for him to be the GOP nominee.
Okay.
First of all, and this is not one of the reasons, but it's a statement of fact. Right now, you basically got Rubio, Ted Cruz, and Donald Trump. Yeah, Kasich is still kind of there, but he's not getting any votes, so it doesn't matter. Nobody whose name is not Trump stands a chance of beating Hillary Clinton.
Right.
In the general election.
Right.
Right. And it's kind of counterintuitive, especially after I was making the point earlier that people are voting for Hillary now in the Democratic primary because they believe she could beat Trump. So they specifically are. And I'm like, look, if you look at Ted Cruz, he's like out of central casting for buffoon, evil Republican guy, evangelical, kooky religious views, warmongering, like just really simplistic, we need to bomb people, and just and you're right, he looks like he ate Chris Christie.
And that's an accomplishment, because Chris Christie's like a human calzone.
Yeah, he's just like a doughboy, and just like it would be so easy to just totally crucify him in the general election.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not clever enough, and he would be made out to be the monster. He'd fall right into that trap.
Mm-hmm.
And Hillary would just eat him for breakfast. Rubio, Trump says a lot of things. Some of them are true. And one of them is that Rubio is lightweight. Rubio actually made the statement that Donald Trump has a tenuous relationship with the truth.
Yes.
And I heard that shit, and I was like, are you even watching the news? I mean, people aren't having it. People aren't having that kind of talk. You think Hillary, during the general election, is going to be like, my opponent has a tenuous relationship with the truth? No. People are calling each other liars now. Wake the fuck up, right? So Rubio's a lightweight. It wouldn't even be close. Hillary would never even have to go on the attack.
Right.
You know, they only go on the attack when it's close or when they're losing.
Hillary could do the entire debate from the ladies' room if it was him.
Yeah, that's right. just like Lieutenant Drummond during in the Naked Gun.
That's right. The first husband could like run from the ladies' room to the podium with a post-it. she said this, and then read off her retort, which was, which would be like actually an email from, that would be.
My wife told me to tell y'all.
That's right.
Okay, so it's established that the only person who could possibly beat Hillary is Trump. And okay, that's just like the overlay of a lot of my 5 points. Mm-hmm. So let's get into the five points.
Yes.
One.
Yes.
Trump knows how to make news.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows how to dominate news cycles. And that's what they talk about now is cycles, because you've got the 24 hours news now, and basically they measure like the stickiness of a story by how many cycles it can maintain, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. so if you watch the news all day, you'll watch and you'll go, okay, I think I've seen all the news. They start over and you go, okay, I saw all the news again. They start over and you go, okay, they changed one or two of the things. And Trump knows how to keep shit in, right? So if you look at, for example, Hillary's email scandal mm-hmm. or Benghazi or whatever you want to say,
mm-hmm.
every time the Republicans have tried to make that an issue, mm-hmm. it like gets in the news for a few days and then it's gone. Mm. You don't hear anything about it. Trump knows how to keep those things in, which leads me to number two, which is he would be relentless on Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when the and he may start this, if it's looking like he will be the nominee, he may start this within the next few weeks to a month, and it'll just be people will start to feel a little bit uncomfortable with how badly he's going after her.
Mm-hmm.
And he won't let up. I mean, other candidates are kind of like, oh, that's not very presidential. Trump don't give a shit.
No.
Trump's the honey badger of candidates, right? and if you're like me and you do not want Hillary Clinton to be president, and if she is president, you don't want her to be well-liked,
mm-hmm.
you would love, and that's why I couldn't be happier, is I'd love to see that. I know that's going to make me a hated figure at Radio Free Indy, but I can't help myself. I'd love to see Hillary get pounded.
That's like a MILF video I'd want to watch.
Oh, my mind's eye. I need to wash out my mind's eye with soap now.
You're gonna get your mind's eye is gonna get pink eye if you're not careful.
Well, son, how did you get this pink eye? I was imagining Hillary getting pounded.
That's all I can think about right now.
By her husband? I was like, no. Are you kidding me? I have a very, very active imagination, but even I can't bring that up.
Neither can he where she's concerned.
So number three, he'll come out of the gate like hard and fast. And if he gets a big lead, I think you will see a pullback. And in fact, already in the last few weeks, aside from the David Duke thing,
mm-hmm.
and there may have been one or two other things, he has kind of pulled back on his gigantic controversial statements, I think, to try to start to steer himself toward the, you know, he's got a big lead over the other GOP guys, and now he's kind of steering himself toward, he's like, okay, I can let up a little bit to be more of a presidential kind of candidate. Mm-hmm. And I think you'll see that if he gets a big lead over Hillary. If he doesn't, then if she gets a lead or if it's close, he'll just continue. He'll just hammer it home. Mm-hmm. And I've already resigned myself to the fact that Hillary's going to be our next president. And I would like nothing better than for her to have historically low approval ratings, because she got pounded by Donald Trump for 4 months before the election.
And then it was busy. Never mind.
Yeah. But Steve, how can you support this guy?
Hold on. Hey. Let me do that. Okay. But Steve, how can you support this guy when?
Wait, let me just stop you right there. Now we're like one of those talk radio shows. Let me just stop you right there, you libtard.
I don't even know what that means. Am I lymph nodes retarded?
I don't think we're using the word retarded anymore, so you got to say libtard.
Libtard.
I never said I support the guy. All right. Never said I supported him. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so the question is, like, he said all this goofy shit, like he's going to build a wall and make Mexico pay for it at the southern border.
How? I don't understand how he would even.
He doesn't.
They don't have any money.
Right.
And they don't have oil. So he wouldn't go to war against them to get them to pay for it.
And then there's the, who's he going to get to build it?
Yeah. They're all over.
He's pissed off all the Mexicans.
Right.
Who's going to build the wall? Right. Poles? I guess the Poles. I hear he does very well with the Poles. There's that whole David Duke thing and the KKK and the whole he's going to bomb the shit out of anybody who looks cross-eyed at him and ban all the Muslims and blah, 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 blah. Well, look. Number four. I think we're on number four. He ain't going to do that shit.
Right.
Okay?
Right, exactly.
You can't spend 1,000 calories talking about how the guy's full of shit and then do a fucking 180-degree, 2,000-calorie turn and talk about how he's dangerous because he's going to do all this shit. He's full of shit. Mm-hmm. He's a con man.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yes.
One of the things Rubio's gotten right is that he is a con man. Mm-hmm. He's conning his way to the presidency. Okay? He's conning his way to the GOP nomination. He ain't going to build a wall. He ain't going to force Mexico to pay for shit. He ain't going to deport any Mexicans or Muslims. He's not going to do any of that stuff. He is doing what he knows will get him in the news.
Yes.
Keep him in the mm-hmm. news. Get enough Yahoo, Kardashian-watching, Duck Dynasty-loving, Fox News-watching weirdos to vote for mm-hmm. him, right? Mm-hmm. To get him the nomination.
Right.
And then once he's got the nomination, now he's got to figure out how to get 101 million votes instead of, you know, the whatever he needed for the primaries.
Right.
Which leads me to number five.
All right.
Trump doesn't give a damn about that.
Mm-hmm.
And if he gets this nomination, or even if he wins enough delegates, like if he wins a majority of the delegates to get the nomination, he will blow up the GOP.
Mm-hmm.
So for people that hate the Republicans, they should be hoping for a Trump nomination. Because you could be witnessing, and we talked about this last week, I think, we may be witnessing the end of the Republican Party.
Actually, we talked about that off mic.
Oh, let's talk about it on mic. We may be witnessing the end of the Republican Party.
Right.
I had a retarded conversation. I don't know why I let myself have these dumbass conversations.
Oh, I got caught up in one. So I.
But. You know, my thing on Facebook these days, and it's the easiest thing in the world, and it will bring you great peace and namaste, motherfucking stay, if you support a third party candidate.
Yes.
Because you can argue both sides. And you can be like, that dude's an asshole, that chick's an asshole, you should vote for this other asshole that you don't know anything about. But at least I'm not an asshole. And I was arguing about third parties. And I was basically saying you should vote libertarian.
Right.
You don't... Then that way... Because somebody was saying, I don't necessarily love Hillary Clinton, but I would vote for her because I don't want Trump to be president.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what the fuck is Hillary Clinton going to do? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Trump's not going to do shit. Trump's going to get in there and just be like everybody else. You know, he's just going to... get along and he's just going to go along to get along.
He will.
Right? He's not gonna, Ted Cruz would do goofy shit.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz would be a scary person.
What would Jesus do at this point?
Yeah. Right. So he would be historically dangerous.
And Trump knows there's no Jesus because he's Jesus.
Mm. Good point. So while he says all this blustery stuff that just sounds insane, he's not going to do that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Cruz, on the other hand, it's kind of like I tell people with Obama. People complain about Obama, and I'm like, you got to say one thing about him. He said he was going to do all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? When he was campaigning, these are the things he said he was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so you, the one thing you can't say about him is, well, he told us all this stuff, and we voted him in, and then he didn't do it. The things that he did not get done that, like, a lot of the liberals are pissed off at him about, he's a practical guy. It's like, he knew he couldn't get that stuff done, and the best he could do is, like, blame the Republicans. But you take a guy like that, he's going to do what he says he's going to do. Ted Cruz is the same way. Hillary Clinton, who knows what she's going to do? I have no idea what she's going to do. Who's she going to bomb the shit out of, right? Donald Trump gets in there. Honestly, a lot of people are afraid. And I'm like, I don't know what you're afraid of. He's going to be the ultimate, like, go-along-to-get-along
mm-hmm.
guy.
Because he has no policy. He's going to go along to get along. Right.
His policy is him.
Yeah.
Himself and him.
How good he looks, how big his fingers look.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. That's what's important.
So those are my... And it could very well destroy the GOP. We'll end up with one... Instead of two parties, there'll be one party. It'll be the Democrat Party. And there'll be the conservative wing of the Democratic Party and the liberal wing. So there'll be the Bernie supporters, like the liberal wing of the party. And then there'll be the Hillary... Gore supporters, who will be the sort of the right wing side of that party,
mm-hmm.
and then you'll have the libertarians, who are right now probably in the best position to be the opposition party to the Democrat Party.
The libertarians are just now getting their first ever televised debate. Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah, check it out.
I
don't know when it is, when it's, and I swear to God, one of the guys has like a cigarette hanging out of his mouth in the picture.
Nice.
I don't know what that's about.
That's probably pot.
Well, I was being nice.
It's a marijuana cigarette.
That's right. It's a big fucking blunt by the look of it.
I'll tell you what, the first libertarian who's able to explain how libertarian policies would help people and solve a lot of the problems that we have is a guy that'll do really well.
Mm-hmm.
They do too much of the, mm-hmm. well, that's not a proper role for government. Well, government shouldn't be doing that. Well, that should be.
And
it's like all people hear is you're going to pull the blanket out from under us, right? You're just going to fucking let us starve in the street, right? That's all people hear.
Mm-hmm.
The first libertarian who's able to explain, like, you want jobs? I have a plan for that. You want the poor to be taken care of? I have a plan for that. You want health care? I have a plan for that.
Yeah.
And then when people say, what's the plan? Then you can lay out like what libertarians believe the plan should be.
Yeah, because it really is it really right now to the layperson, it really is the, you know, pull it off from underneath all of us and leave us hang. You know, it really is. I think that is the general perception of the Libertarian Party. They really need to, like, rework their PR, I think, a little bit.
Exactly.
If Libertarians came on as the, live and let live, smoke them if you got them, you know, and let's abolish a lot of this, like, overtaxation bullshit party, they'd win hands down.
Libertarians are about only go to war as last resort, and, you know, no meddling in foreign you know, foreign countries, only if there's a very, very clear... Libertarians were completely against the Iraq war. There's no way we should still be in Afghanistan.
Right.
You know, you go, and yes, there may have been properly done through Congress and a declaration of war. You know, there may have been an objective in Afghanistan. There's no way 15 years later that we should still be there, right?
Right.
So all of that stuff should appeal to a lot of Democrats.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's not
abortion.
Yeah.
Government has no business making that decision for women. So, I mean, there are libertarians who are pro-life. They're kind of in the minority, and they probably have religious reasons for it, but whatever. Most libertarians are pro, like, it's a very personal choice.
Right.
And government shouldn't be in it.
Right.
Right. Smoking pot, you know, weed, law enforcement, you know, privacy, all of those things align very well with the Democrat view.
Mm-hmm.
Where libertarians and Democrats disagree is how to solve poverty, how to solve health care. These are real problems that need solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And libertarians and liberals disagree on what those solutions should be.
Right.
It's not that libertarians look at it and go, well, we don't need a solution, just fucking leave it alone and who cares, you know, may the strong survive, right?
Right.
It's just that they have solutions. And my view is, yes, it will end up being someday, my belief and my ideal is it'll be a non-government solution.
Right.
However, right now, it is a government solution, and you can't, like, flip a switch, and today is... You have Medicare, Medicaid. Tomorrow you don't.
Right.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
We've talked a lot of about a lot of heavy shit tonight. Do you have any jokes that might lighten up the mood a little bit?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Well, let's hear it.
So, Arlo sent me this one about 2 days ago, and it's fucking hilarious. And it's topical, in the event that, you know, the Donald makes it into the White House.
It's topical, like the cream I'm going to put on my mind's eye for the pink eye.
To get rid of the pink mind's eye. Where did Lucy go after the explosion?
Where did Lucy go after the explosion? It's probably, I don't know, where?
Everywhere.
Ooh. What color were Krista McAuliffe's eyes? And with that, Do It Indie Radio Hour is next. For Paul Schultz, I'm Steve Vinson. Don't you forget, nothing you just heard was true.